If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back to the Pod Shambles. My name's Laurie and I'm here with Marjorie Lewis.
Hello!
And Ermintrude. Oh, and this week, Marjorie Lewis has got quite a shocking discovery, haven't you, Marjorie?
Oh, yes. I went into the pantry and discovered we had their salmon. Ah!
Marjorie, that's terrible. I don't know what you're thinking. Ermintrude, what have you got to say about that?
I need to go to eat a poo-poo.
And then,
what are you doing?
What? Sorry, mate.
What the fuck is this?
Where's the bin?
What? I was genuinely outside.
Oh, come on, but you've been there for ages.
Have you replaced me?
Yes.
What are these puppets?
They're called Marjorie Lewis.
Ermintrude.
That is a joke. This is a scandal.
This is a shambles.
Nice. Pod Shambles.
Nice.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the podcast.
Pod Shambles!
It's 5 to 11.
5 to 11!
Actually, it's 5 past. I've forgotten how to read.
What has happened?
Oh, it's time for the podcast. Jesus.
What is it time for?
It's time for the podcast.
Hey, welcome home.
We're home.
Home again. I've always been here.
You've always been here. Okay,
fair enough. You left me like a soggy rag.
But is home home without me?
No.
I don't live here.
Oh.
But I bet you missed me.
I did. I had a little paddy-shaped hole in my bed.
A little pad panic. A little paddock attack.
Oh. Where have you been, mate? What have you been doing?
I've been at the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, wonderful. Were there ladies with fruits on their heads?
There was ladies with fruits. That's Mardi Gras, but I'll go
okay.
with it. There were ladies with fruits. There was 25,000 drama students doing productions.
Shit.
It was the fifth time I've been to the Fringe.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, this one was the most mental.
Was it a doozy?
Yeah, it was a doozy.
Were you drinking with Gwyneth Paltrow again?
Yeah, not only Paltrow, Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
I said Hasselhoff.
What a Hasselhoffle.
Yeah, well, I guess he should night ride out of here.
Oh, great, I'm glad to have you. Glad to hear you.
It's lovely to be here. It's just really nice. I've had a brilliant month. Don't get me wrong, I've had an amazing time.
But you were eating shoes.
I was eating shit. I was rolling in shit. I was eating shoes.
I mean, that's a normal weekend, though. I mean, come on.
It was wonderful. I had a really good Fringe, but, like...
Who were the highlights?
Well, that I saw...
Oh, well, anyone.
Or just in general.
Who were the highlights?
Well, our show was brilliant. I saw some great things. I saw John Luke Roberts. You know him?
Oh, yeah, he does... I'm the philosopher whose name I can't remember.
His philosopher, Alain de Botton.
Alain de Botton.
He's an amazing stand-up. Yeah. I saw him, and I've been doing some work with him recently, so it's just been amazing.
Lovely.
And I saw the Beta Males.
Wonderful.
They did a show called
Lovely Young Men.
Superopolis, which was all about a team of superheroes called the Golden Guard, who were all killed instantly. And it's the people who will rise to fill their places. Oh. It was an amazingly good show. Did I see anything shit?
Oh, you must
That's
have
what
seen
I want
shit.
To...
Anything on what we saw that one time? The Australian stand-up the Australian sketch show.
Oh,
it's so hot!
The duck that died for no reason.
It's so hot!
excited.
We've seen some stinkers of shows, but actually this year was really good quality. I saw Mitch Benn, who was just awesome. I saw ACMS, the Alternative Comedy Memorial Society, which was brilliant.
Lovely.
I saw Bridget Christie. I saw Stuart Lee. Tom Tuck. It was awesome. I'm exhausted, but I
feast of comedy delights.
I came home. I collapsed. I got off the train and came and met you.
You did. Oh, we had really a lovely little beer.
We did.
And then we talked about misogyny again.
I know.
We both decided that women just aren't as good as men.
Yeah, we decided to go down a really horrible route.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and probably
it
get famous for it.
Basically, we love counterculture. And like, there's this massive thing at the moment about how women are equal and the same as men. And we thought, why don't we ride off that popularity by being completely opposite and maintain that women should stay in the bath where they belong?
Well, Laura, it's quite an astute comment. That's misogyny seems to be the way to go at the moment. I fucking hate it. I'm so, we're already getting into morality, but that's the other thing about Edinburgh. I saw a lot of stand-ups who relished, absolutely fucking relished.
You say relish, a gentleman's relish?
A gentleman's
an onion's relish?
A gentle sexist man's relish. They're just, all their jokes was women bashing and Jesus, I hate it. We've been doing comedy for a little while, and
I mean, we're not aware about the town.
I don't know, I think it's lazy and I think it's offensive and it really pisses me off that there are still comics basically making a living out of being horrendously sexist.
Oh, that's how we got an agenda on this podcast.
No, there is an agenda.
That's a fucking change.
Anyone who says they're not a feminist is an idiot, because feminism is equal rights for women. And anyone who says, no, I'm not really a feminist, it's like, oh, well, you're a c***. I said, oh, God, oh, no,
I'm sorry. We've been in for 6 minutes, we've already said.
I've already...
That is a word that hates.
The recesses of my misogyny-hating mind has come out. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, it's all right. Well, I went on a mission, didn't I?
Well, have you been...
Got
you went
called
on
up by MI5.
I know,
right?
Yeah.
They phoned me up and they said, look here, mate, we know you got certain skills... Right?
Is that how they spoke?
We didn't mention to each other what those special people we both knew.
They sent me
to Canberra.
Canberra.
In Australia.
Okay.
And I was basically given a mission.
Yeah.
I had to infiltrate
a
wildlife park that specialised in aquatic reptiles.
Right.
And I had to basically look after these reptiles and also have a bit of a kind of comedy family film agenda. And because, I mean, it's really funny, actually, because my aunt on my mother's side is from Scotland, actually from a weird town called Dundee.
Good.
They decided to name the mission Alligator Carlisle. Which is funny, you see, because it's not quite the crocodile moment. But I mean, that was a very dark time because I did get captured by the crocodile overlords.
I remember you calling me Croc.
I mean, they've just got too many teeth.
Too many teeth.
You can't talk to a man of that many teeth and get a straight answer.
What's the most famous animated crocodile you think
of? Slimy Steven.
He's alive. You fade him up. I know you have.
And Slimy Steven is a prime children's television entertainer. I don't know any animated crocodiles.
Well,
what
Croc?
Kind of fucking question is that?
Diddy Kong Racing.
Croc from Diddy Kong. And there's a Croc.
Anyway, so you've had a lovely time.
I mean, you did
Australia.
I mean, a horrible time. But I did it.
But you're home. And how are you feeling now that you're home?
Ooh, gaseous.
Gaseous. Jupiter.
I mean, we're really sorry because we've been away for a long time. And it's not because we don't love you or relish doing this for a second. But
I apologise.
I mean, I had a lot to do.
A lot to drink.
A lot of filing. And a lot of ports. And it didn't go well.
It's just, it's been very tricky. We managed to release the part of the podcast with us talking about the internet.
Yes.
Which was brilliant fun.
Wonderful. Do you remember that time we did the internet talking about it? Do you remember
that? Oh, God.
Wonderful episode from our back catalogue.
You might find it's episode 12.
Do you remember those days, buddy? Because, I mean, you would be quite a different person back then, you know? If you didn't get your weekly Toblerone, it would be downhill from there. That's all I'm saying. Secrets of the trade.
Do you know that Toblerone? No. I've got facts today, by
okay.
the way. You know Toblerone? You know the logo? It's a mountain, right?
Mountain.
No, it's a bear.
It's a fucking bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear what looks like a mountain.
Yeah, it's a bear in a mountain.
I think everyone knows that.
Well, fine. It looks like a hieroglyph.
But you've been back for a short time. I mean, what are you planning to do? What's your any big ideas?
I've lost my house.
How do you lose a house?
Oh, as in,
where'd you leave it?
I don't have.
Should we go and have a look?
I don't have enough money to be in the house anymore. So I'm moving out of my house.
Bailiffs come round.
So I might need somewhere to stay.
Okay. Do you want to? I mean, I've got a futon.
It'd be handy, wouldn't it? Because then we could release these more often.
That'd be great.
But other than that, so house is going. I took a week off work, which was fucking great.
Mm.
I did so many things. I saw Elysium, which was fine.
One who was average.
It was Mass Effect.
But in space.
But in space. And what else have I done? I went to a Thai restaurant.
Did you have crispy spring rolls?
No.
Did you have dim sum?
No, they have...
Did you have spaghetti carbonara?
I had a ginger and chili soup, which was amazing.
That sounds...
I had lemon squidgy. Salmon.
Lemon
yeah, lemon smoked salmon. Oh, God, that was brilliant. Sorry, enough about the time.
Yeah.
But it's been nice since we're back. I'm about to go back to work, and that'll be fine. And then I'm going to find somewhere to live.
Back in the mines.
But now we're sort of... I feel like today's the start of being back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, I mean, we've got some big plans coming up. I mean,
I've big plans.
For the
I have decided...
What have you got for the podcast?
We should open...
Yes!
A creche.
A creche. Why a crash?
A crash.
Just like the sound of that word.
So,
is it because there's a little hat on the ear? Is that why you like that word?
A crash, right. Okay, so basically, the idea is, crashes are all the same. Okay?
I'll take your word for it.
Every crash is, you put your kids there. Oh, won't they have a nice time in the crash?
In a little pen.
Yeah.
Watch out for the goat.
Cliche, crashé. That's what I say. That's my old saying. It's alliteration and rhyme. So basically, everyone puts their kids in this crash and it's great. But we want to create a crash that's better, right?
Right. How's it better?
Better because it's run by like a really dangerous man.
How does that make it better?
Not in a weird way. He's just this super enthusiastic. He's right. London. He's a white boy. Right, okay.
He loves kids.
And his name is James Kermack, based on my friend James Kermack.
Hello, James Kermack.
You've met James Kermack. He's a wonderful man. But basically, if he ran a crash, I think we could market it.
Right, okay. What's my crash?
Okay, so
what
first crash different? Imagine him. He's putting up the sign for his crash. Okay, he's, you know. Yeah,
that's very good.
Hammer and nail.
Hammer and tong.
Hammer and tong. And he's nailing the thing to the side, and it's just Kermack's gun crash.
Why is it a gun crash?
Because
do you bring your guns?
No, he thinks that's a good idea. No customers. Kermack's gun, and then it's just Kermack's crash, right? And everyone's like, okay, there's a new crash in town, or whatever. And maybe
whoever says there's a new crash in town,
parents of children,
right?
And they're all really excited. So they go to Kermack's gun crash. But basically, every day at Kermack's gun crash is him, and he comes out and he screams lessons at them, like life lessons, like maths or anything like that.
No.
So he stood there and he's like, lesson 11, knife culture. And he's handing out knives and he's...
Oh, so it's not just like, here is knife culture, be aware it is. Here's a knife. Have a go.
He's trying to make kids aware of today's dangers, but to the extreme.
By living them.
Yeah. And it's and his saying is like basically everyone is encouraged to get in a fight at the end of every lesson. If that doesn't work,
toughen him up, sue him out, put him in Blackpool.
Yeah, exactly. They get sent to Blackpool and put in a fight.
Oh wow.
Right. And places have mottos, like it's normally Latin, like Audax Est Anendium or whatever. I did make that up. Audax means dare. That's all I know. Anyway, and his motto, like it's above, it says Kermack's gun crash, but the gun's crossed out. And below it it says two wrongs don't make a fight. And so
hey, what's his
philosophy? The idea is, you're always right, you should always fight.
That's good for our kids, man.
He's a ridiculous human being, and he's just, we should give him a crash.
Right. I don't have a crash to offer him.
No, that's why we should make one.
How do we make a crash?
Shamble crash.
Shamble crash. No one would ever visit the shamble crash.
Crash d'Elysée.
It'd be full of our fans irritating children, including us. Us, and we would be in command of this fucking cohort of children, and we train them to be dicks.
I know.
That's all we do. Like, not any life skills.
We could get them to serve food and call it a crèche-tarant.
I'm going to leave you alone with that joke. Anyway, we're going to do some other guff in a second. Look forward to that, won't you?
Oh, it's lovely to see you.
Bye.
Let's do a podcast.
Tom Tonbridge Wells, oh, Tonbridge Wells, on the River Wells, Tonbridge Wells, Tonbridge Wells.
Have you ever been to Tonbridge Wells?
No.
Oh. Hello, this is Paddy from Pod Shambles. I mean, you know my, like, it's fine. Anyway, look, I'm doing the editing right now, and what has become very apparent is that Laurie and I hadn't seen each other for quite a long time when we recorded this, and so we ended up getting a bit pissed, and I think that gleans through in certain moments in the podcast. So you might just have to bear with that, and then I'm sure we'll return back to sobriety for the next episode. But basically, I was just trying to edit this bit, and we have quite a lengthy discussion about something, which I've kept in, but the first bit that leads into it was this sort of 15-minute conversation, very convoluted, about the borrowers and about like birds and stuff, and it doesn't make any sense, but the idea of it is entirely necessary to get us into the next bit, which does make sense. It's all about passports, and it's quite a nice bit. So basically, I was going to cut the first bit, and then I thought, no, it won't make any sense. So what I've done is I've sort of condensed it and made a sort of edited highlights of this bullshit conversation we had. It still doesn't really make sense, but you'll be able to hear what I've done and how the conversation progressed into the next bit. Anyway, I'm going to go now and finish editing. I hope you're enjoying this episode, by the way, and yes, next time, expect more cohesive chat. Lots of love. Bye. Here we go with the highlights.
Welcome to the battle. Have you ever tried riding a pigeon? Because, like, they look, like, plump and big enough. Do you know what I think? Have you never looked at a pigeon and thought that you could just kind of jump on the back of them?
Are you a borrower?
Oh, I wish I were. I could ride all the things.
I love the borrowers.
Ride a mouse, the question is, though...
Did they ever ride borrowers?
Did borrowers ever ride animals? Exclusively. Yeah, I think so.
In the movie?
Some kind of rat... Water vole?
A vole.
I mean, but like, I mean, they must obviously get into difficulties when they're trying to... If you get on a pigeon, like, you want to go to France. Like, you're in France, but like, you, no one knows that you're there. How are you going to be identified in France if you've ridden over on a pigeon? Paddy, this is a very serious concern.
What do you like? Do they have like little borrower passports?
Oh, I wish they did. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Would they have passport tiny stamps? Oh, you've been under the stairs.
This borrower's been. Oh, he's been all the way to Marjorie's.
All the way to Marjorie's house.
I had to get my passport replaced recently because I lost it.
What did you do?
Oh, it was horse shit. I left it.
Horse shit!
I left it somewhere and I had to call them up and say, I'm sorry, I've lost it. And they said, okay, you've got to come in and get a new one. And
right.
It took forever.
Yeah, bollocks scam.
Anyway, after I sent it off, they said, we need a copy of your birth certificate.
Right.
And I have two birth certificates.
You were born twice?
I was born twice.
How?
No, my name is Paddy.
Hello.
And my mother said, I want to name him Paddy. She was probably in a lot more pain than that. I mean, that's to be fair.
A lot more drugs.
So I can't do... Hey, I want to name him Paddy.
Yeah. You call him Paddy.
Go on, get him out there. Want to call him Paddy. And, and they said, oh, okay, great. But then they wrote down that my name was Patrick.
That's not your name.
And she hates that name. She hated the name Patrick.
The
and
name
was
the day that cursed her forever.
And she threw a big hissy fit. And then there was this big thing about, oh, well, you can't really redo a birth certificate because like, this is it now.
He is born.
So I kind of got some kind of secondary, kind of like a, you know, when you get like, you staple something to a bit. So
well, they had a little post-it note.
Yeah, like oh, by the way, it's Paddy. So all of my legal documents, like exam certificates, you know, driver's license, and even my passport.
Sex Paddy.
And it all says Paddy. And then, but except for my original birth certificate, I had to send it to them. And I was like, by the way, my name's Paddy.
Your real name? And I know the birth certificate says Quentin, doesn't it?
That's it. Well, they sent it back and went, nah, mate, you see, the problem is your name isn't Paddy. And like, I don't see how you've got away with that for so long. And I was like, no, Jen, like, look, like, here's all my stuff. Like, my name's Paddy.
Here's my engraved monogrammed pillow.
Yes, here is my cigar case.
Exactly.
And they said, oh, you have to change your name. And I was like, to my name. I had to change. No, I had to change my name to Paddy.
Oh.
If I wanted, or I could apply for an alias. So my password would say Patrick Jervis, aka Paddy Jervis, which is brilliant. But my name's Paddy, so
would you, if you did that, would you not get a couple of aliases about Paddy Jervis and also put in like Nighthawk,
Mandrax,
exactly, aka Te Uber Pons.
But they sent it back to it, and like they said, you might have to get a name change, you might have to do this kind of stuff, and it costs money to do that.
Aww.
So eventually we argued them for a while, and they finally accepted that I'm Paddy, and they've overlooked it for another 10 years.
It was like, we'll ignore this for another 10.
But the admin took forever, and I ended up thinking, like, well, like, if you could replace, like, passwords have been around for ages, and you've seen the ones from 20 years ago, bullshit. They're like oh, here's a bit of paper, like, is that your picture? I'll draw it for you, you know. And like, you know,
that's fine.
Sign here with your eyes, like, you know, and all this kind of bullshit. And it's like,
would you rather?
That says,
so would you rather?
I went to Paris, like, and all this. And it's basically, but like passports now, they have like, you know, like sensors inside and all that. But
they're rubbish, though, right?
Yes.
I thought I've got one of those newfangled electronic passports.
Oh, the e-pass.
E-pass for short. And I went to the airport, and I felt very smug because I got in a very slightly shorter queue. And I went to these magic gate things. And I thought, this is space age. You have to scan a little thing. And then you step in a little booth and it kind of, it scans your eyes, your face, checks it, matches up. And I thought, wow, that's so cool. And it wasn't that quick, but I was like, it doesn't matter because it's, you know, it's new.
Because it's Mass Effect.
It's new, it's Mass Effect. Yeah. Boarding the Citadel, I'll be fine. And then I got through and I saw, after I'd gotten through, there's still a little bloke in a little pen. And he's got all the pictures that come up when you scan it. And he's got you standing there like a mug in it, posing for what you think is a photo. And he's just going, yeah, no, he looks the same. No, so it's the same fucking thing.
In case
thing.
You're wearing a mask.
No, but like, or it's
prosthetics.
Literally. No. It's like, it's the computer has no power to analyse whether your face is the same as on your passport. It's literally a bloke who has to sit there and go, yes, he's the same still.
Oh, so it's basically
so literally
the same,
like,
thing.
Going up to a passport guy.
It's just bullshit. I mean, it's great that, like, passports, yay, all that, you know, they've been helpful. But, like, I don't know, like, everyone loses them. You need.
Well, you say that.
Anything.
I've never lost mine.
Well, yeah, but
where do you take it all the time?
Well, I don't.
Down the roller disco
again. You know, you need
again.
To scan it for everything, and like, oh,
for what?
You want a quote on your car insurance? Like,
you don't have a car, and you don't have car insurance.
Okay, fine. Well, like, you know, everywhere you need to.
No,
show
no, no. I'm asking
hotels.
You.
Some hotels ask them to give you. Your
only
passport.
If you're going abroad, and you've got it anyway.
I suppose.
You are flawed in your arguments.
Well, basically, what I reckon is they should be replaced.
Right, what with?
But that was the question I was going to pose to you.
What if it was right?
What would be a logical thing? And I don't want to go into, like, 1984, oh, we'll all be chipped and all this, because...
Or, like, you don't want to go into, they'll stick a big probe up your bum and be that's the anal pattern we were expecting for you, Paddy Jervis.
That's what they've done. Like, it's been done to death on everything. Like, oh, isn't it becoming a bit 1984? Yes, that's because it's 2013. Like,
we've gone past 1984.
We've done that. But, I don't know, what would you reckon? Like, a logical thing to replace a passport, what would you reckon?
I reckon that they should give you, right, that you should know in advance that you'll be asked to sing a line of a song, and they'll give you a random song, so it'll be like, sing Kesha, and you just have to go like, with my bottle of Jack, and they will analyse it, not only for like the tone of your
no one wants that.
They would only analyse the tone of your voice, they also analyse like how sarcastic you were about it, like your taste in music, now that bell in it. It'd be really good, because you wouldn't be able to, like, if they said, for example, play Kesha and you sang Kesha, me or you wouldn't be able to feign fandom for Kesha.
Yeah.
But if they're like, oh, here we go, sing Johnny Cash, and we would immediately go, well, I'm in around. We'd do a really good job. So it would be a really good psychometric analysis as well. We need a lot of work. I mean, only a couple of hundred years of work for every person who went through.
That's the problem, you say. But I don't know, but surely that's just an elaborate password system.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you have to have something to distinguish you from other people.
Well, yeah, but it can't be a password or a name of someone, because that you could transfer to someone else through telling them.
I mean, for someone to understand my very... complicated feelings about Kesha would take
an hour-long
lecture.
For the first, like, 40 years, it would have to be, you know, did he get the words right? Like, they can't instantly have that, like, oh, and his tonality doesn't match his music taste.
No, that's
on Facebook.
You could only implement that when it was fully fledged, Paddy. I'm not stupid.
I reckon everyone should have, like, a special move.
What, like a signature wrestling move?
Yeah, like,
so if The Rock came to the airport, he just did a people's elbow.
Yeah, and because he invented it, he's the only one who can do it justice.
I could do the people's elbow pretty well.
Not as good as him. No, shit, could
okay,
you?
What would your special move be, though?
Well, I don't know, I haven't made it up yet.
Just waggling.
No, what would mine be? Mine would be, I don't know, it would probably be something to do with my hat. It would be a certain movement that I
do. Yeah, you
do
that
hat.
Little tug.
Like I tug on the
front,
I tug on the front of my hat when I'm talking.
You sometimes you pop your willy out and put it in your hat.
Cock out, hat off. Yeah. Like, that's how it works.
That would be a good one.
Do you remember when Innocent Smoothies released those little hats?
What, cock hats?
No, they released hats that went on, like when you bought a bottle of smoothie, there was a little like woollen hat on
Did
it.
You immediately think cock hat?
That's the thing, it's shaped like a cock hat. Like,
it's shaped like a smoothie hat.
And it would fit a cock hat. I'm guaranteed.
You have clearly had a little cold penis.
No,
and you popped a little cock hat.
No, I just went, you know, went to the shop and it's like, oh, smoothie,
yeah,
I can't afford
just,
that.
Yeah, just,
great. Oh, look, they have hats.
Every knitted thing you see, you immediately think, how can I apply this to my penis?
How can I make this a winter
this
cock hat?
I better get around my cock.
I'm sorry, but. Well, I can't remember what we were talking about.
Passport.
So
a special move.
Yes,
yeah, I don't know.
Move,
I
like,
do
like Hadouken or
Hadouken.
Or
yeah,
like
but then
like,
again, Ken would have that, and Ryu would have the other one. Like, I
no,
could do yoga
yeah,
fire.
And they'd be the best at it. Yeah, but you couldn't do yoga. Dalsim's the only person that could
right,
do yoga.
I don't know what I do though. I just shrug.
No, but so many people would have that. You need something that you've worked on.
I don't have any.
And
I don't have any special moves.
Well, I'm saying we could make them.
Oh, it's too much effort.
I know, you could do like a spin kick.
Mm-hmm. Can't do a spin kick, look at me.
Pull a wheelie.
I've only got one leg.
In your chopper.
I can't have a chopper.
Okay, you could, you could like roll in some turf.
There's not turf in it. You water fundamentally.
And then you have to bring your own props.
Right, okay.
So like someone's
oh,
special
so I could do.
Might be like an 18th century
so
farce.
So I could play like a trumpet fan.
And you have to have the actors,
yeah,
the,
okay.
Yeah, you know, all that kind of thing.
My page boy would arrive.
That
sounds like a lot of effort. Far more effort than just remembering a little book.
Well, no, okay, what about, I don't know, what about analysing your bone structure or your walk?
No, because it involves, like, needles and stuff.
No, scanning.
The walk thing. I walk exactly the same way as my dad walks. It's a bone of contention.
Yeah, and you're probably going to the same place. Like,
yeah, but if my dad got caught for a big, you know, coke smuggling ring, I don't want to get
ordered. As is his tradition.
He loves a bit of the white stuff. I mean, like, it's just not going to happen. I reckon... There should be some kind of universal question they can ask you, which like gives a multifaceted answer that they can analyse. So like, what do you think?
But we'd have to
something?
Have almost 7 billion answers.
Yeah, but I bet there is one.
What? But are you given your answer, or is it specific to you? Because two people are likely to be like-minded in that.
Yeah,
situation.
No, but it's something I don't know. Because then I guess you're getting his password, and what's the name of your first pet or something? But like, what do you?
Yeah,
or, like, what if it was like, does God exist? Mm. I bet. Well, a load of.
You'd either get a yes or a no, or a long-winded no.
Yeah, that's like, true. That's true. Yes, Allah, yes, Yahweh, or no, I believe in, you know, the existence of a higher power. Pan-galactic higher power who fiddled with us when we were algae.
Oh, I think you should have...
That's what I believe.
You could build your own wacky racer.
Oh, they just gave you 15 minutes to make a house of cards.
Yeah, and no two-person's house of cards the same.
Or maybe they just had, like, Darren Brown on it. He just literally got you to pick a card out of deck.
Or Darren just went, yeah, no, that's him.
That's him.
He just knows it with Derek Okora.
Derek,
he's
not
out of
be
work,
good.
Isn't he?
I'm hearing a Jonathan. Yeah, you were close to Jonathan. Yes, I was.
I said, my name is Jonathan.
Okay. Welcome to Mozambique.
Oh, no. It's another ghost. What happens to be Scouse as well. I'm Welsh. I'm suddenly Welsh.
Oh, no. I've done a wrong thing.
That's not Derek's point. My Scouse accent is, yeah, right. Are you
hello?
And Derek does not talk like that.
No.
Did you ever like Derek Okora?
Oh, yeah.
What was the original fans?
Until he did his sellout tour, and then I really got
into
until
his second album.
I don't think anyone was born liking Derek Okora.
What was his partner called? The compadre?
Oh, Smithy.
Yvette Fielding.
I'm terrified again. Oh, I can feel a ghostly presence inside the drawing room.
Poor Yvette. What do you reckon she does now?
Oh, I hope she's dead.
Is Most Wanted still on?
Most Wanted.
You should have it at You go through passport control with your shadow.
No.
Unique shadow.
Bit of shadow, same as you, but a shadow. No.
Yeah, everyone's got their own shadow.
Yes, they do.
Unless you're in dim light.
Mine changes on a daily basis.
Does it? Well,
yes.
Depending on how you're standing.
Depending on how many belts somewhere.
But then you're just getting back to, like, scanning territory.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's a bad one. And also, like, what
I
if
just
you gain a lot of weight or lose a lot of weight or, you know, grow an extra Butoc or, you know, something?
No, you could do.
What?
Like,
bummer
so
scan.
How many people do you reckon work in passport control? How many people, like, worldwide?
Oh,
make an estimate.
I reckon...
100,000?
Yeah, maybe, like, 50,000,
60,000. I reckon more.
All right.
I'm not sure. Actually, maybe you're right.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Like, how many does Heathrow have? Heathrow probably has, like, 500.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, sorry, what you could do is their job, like, so
right.
They don't get bored of sitting at the desk all day, sent round the world... Everyone.
That's too much effort.
Me, everyone.
Right, so there are 100,000 people, and there are 6 million people in the world.
And learn something.
Every single person has to do 6 million people.
6 million?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. No, well, hang on, no, that's no, completely no, wrong.
It's wrong.
60,000. 60,000 people, though.
No, yeah, no, that'd be
great. Right, the rate of doing, if you're doing 10 a day.
No, call it, no, 60 a day.
60 a day? Yeah, how much
time? Like 5-minute interviews, that's 5 hours. Yeah, plus
gonna,
travel.
You're not going to know someone. This is fucking flawed.
No. And they meet everyone, right, and you're then assigned to a certain group.
All right, well, who's auditing them to check that they're doing the right job and stuff? You've got to have someone check it.
Hire another person.
Another 60,000 people. Right, you just...
Yeah, that, creating jobs, yeah, okay. Solving the unemployment crisis.
Yeah, but also spending far much more money than you do on a little
I'm not saying we pay them.
Oh, right. Goodness of their art. Like a little slave boy. That's what you want, isn't
Some
it?
People love
An army
people.
Of slave passport attendants who are probably not the same race as you. That's what you want, isn't it? Or they're women. Yeah, that's what you like,
well,
isn't
gone
it?
Gone back into right. Everything Paddy hates.
Right, you got women, minorities, and equality. Wonderful. Well, I think we've solved that problem pretty comprehensively, Paddy.
All right, we'll stick with passports.
Xylophone song, it's the xylophone song. Xylophone song, I love xylophones.
We really need a xylophone.
We should just buy one, shouldn't we?
Yeah, it'd be easier.
It's amazing we're still recording these in your bedroom.
I know. Oh, you'd have thought I'd have a nicer place by now.
I know. It's
all the money we make off this.
All the huge amounts of money we lose.
Amounts of cash.
Yeah, no, I don't know. There's something about this room that is now is very attached to the podcast.
Yeah,
it's great.
The fabric of the room is tied up in the fabric of the podcast and the fabric of my pants.
it's I don't know. There's something really cool. I envisage us one day having like. I know, like an off, not like an office sounds really boring.
But like a place of work.
A place of work.
It's like a replica.
And has a whiteboard.
Yeah, it's got like loads of lovely Swiss
and a husky dog.
Several. Yeah. A team. And everywhere is only reachable by sled.
Yeah, and a sofa.
But fridge. This room is made exactly the same in the one, there's one little room, which is exactly the same. We have to come there to record.
Yeah.
Even though the fact there's like a beautiful bar served by mermaids outside, we have to come in here.
I think we should like, we should build.
Say my washing.
We should build
everywhere.
This. We should build a headquarters.
Where are we going to build a headquarters?
The Podchannels HQ.
Honolulu.
PSHQ.
PSHQ.
Or just HQ. I like HQ as a term. You know.
How
like,
quaint.
How quaint.
Hi,
Henry. Queer.
That's an uptight British family finding about their son. He was in line for the throne. Like, you know.
We should build an HQ. If you had a headquarters, if we had a headquarters, what would you do? Would you do it like
mine? Would just be full of dangerous animals?
Are we evil?
I'm definitely evil.
Like that's
if I had an headquarters, I would know that I was evil.
But no, you know, there's always like a good headquarters and a bad headquarters. And the good headquarters is normally like
quite clean.
But yeah, like quite clean. There's like a big team of people, most of them with, you know, MacBooks and ponies.
Like, but they don't have anyone like working for them. It's all they do everything in there as well.
Yeah,
they
like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Or the Justice League or something.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas an evil genius is like it's either always, you know, underwater or in a, you know, in an underground
volcano.
Volcano, of course, or a
on
spaceship.
The moon.
Yeah, there you go. Like they're always much more evil. And then in fantasy, they always live in a dark castle.
Yeah.
Like, which one would you want?
I would want. Right.
Good people don't really get like sometimes they live in the clouds.
I would do right. Here's my plan.
All right.
You ready?
All right.
I would get Longleat Safari Park. Right. I made that lovely old house, and made that my headquarters. That's lovely.
That house,
right? Yeah, the big old Longleat Manor mansion.
I thought it was a park
place. Is there a big house in the middle?
Oh, it's got a house.
It's got koalas in the moment. But I'd shove them out, and I'd have that for myself, and then
keep
them. I would get back. Yeah, shove them out, and then right in concentric circles around the house, I would have like different layers of animal. So, like, the outer ring would be, like, I don't know, like, ferrets or something.
As and guards people, or, like,
yeah,
a
yeah,
wall.
No, but both. So they'd be, like, they wouldn't be enough to build a wall, but they would be, like, a deterrent and, like, a guard. So the ferret's, like, you get a little nip off a ferret. And then the next ring...
You'd wait for...
And then you think you get through the ferret ring, you think you're all right. And then the next ring is, like, I don't know, like, tortoises. Like...
How are they more dangerous
they're not,
than ferrets?
Oh, they're not. That's the genius bit. And then the next ring is sheep.
Right. So it's a false sense of security.
They're like Who's this eccentric motherfucker? Herds animals. And then, sharks. Next one. Yeah, not even any water. Just sharks on dry
carcasses
land.
Of
like,
sharks.
Literally, like wall to wall shark.
Being hosed.
Constantly. Right. Next one, tigers. Next one, elephants.
Sharks again.
Sharks riding elephants. Next one, geese, because we all know they're fuckers.
Oh no.
Next one, aliens. Next one, mass murderers.
Oh no. You wouldn't be allowed all of them.
Then mice again, because they think they got through that. Then mice, and then tarantulas.
This is evil.
Right? Then if they get through all that, I'd welcome in for a cup of tea. I'd be impressed. They could have a cup of tea with me. That's fine. They could
That's
sit
like your
in Longleat
like.
House with me, rhino servants, and a giraffe butler, and we have a cup of tea.
Animal man.
Yeah.
I think that is evil, though.
Why?
I don't know, because...
They'd love it. They'd have a great time.
No, the good head...
Sharks have all the people they could eat. Elephants have all the sharks they want to carry. The ferrets would have a great time.
They're just rolling around.
Tortoises, they don't know what's going on.
What's the thing with that? Like, I don't know. Like
monkeys! I forgot monkeys. Monkeys would be between every single layer.
Between? There
would be between. There'd be a gang of five monkeys. And some of them just eye you up from a distance. You know, like monkeys do. Just like,
square you out.
But you'd be able to see them. They'd see you. You wouldn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then later they'd attack in one of the next rings. They have a little walkway.
They come back. They're at the top.
So you always think you've got a house of monkeys. They're always there.
They're always watching.
Always there. And that's it.
That is evil.
Oh, sorry.
A good headquarters for someone who was like Animal Man would be all the animals living in harmony and anyone's allowed in and everyone's happy.
Why? No, I want people to come in. That's
You're just further saying that you have an evil base.
Yeah. I never said it wouldn't be an evil base.
Oh, right. Do you have, like, cannons and shit?
Project me. No. It's all animals. I told you. It's eco-friendly.
I think I would go with castle.
Right, okay. What would be in your castle?
I don't know.
A wizard. And a knight. Or maybe a unicorn.
And cannons. cannons.
Very contemporaneous if you've had it. Cannons in the middle.
I think castle would be good. Okay, like, one of the, like, I don't know, one of those tiered samurai castles.
A tiered salmon.
Like imagine a tiered salmon. Oh, what he's
like a wedding cake.
Oh, and he's a little set in the top one smoking.
Like, so you live in a giant tiered salmon?
No, like a tiered samurai, you know, like Himeji Castle.
Yeah.
Like one of those. And on each floor, there is a separate challenge.
What challenge one
They're be? Not all animals, though. Like,
okay, what challenge one be?
Challenge one. Would be, like Nightmare.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
It would be like, so you come in and this helmet falls on your head and you're suddenly a dungeoneer.
Okay.
And I appear as Traegard and I'm like, young watcher of illusion.
You sound like Deckard Cain. Oh my god.
And I have to...
Traegard was Deckard Cain.
Traegard was Deckard Cain.
And level two, you just enter and all there'd be is three frosted donuts suspended from a string. Right. And as soon as you get in, an evil wizard handcuffs you and says, "You must eat my donuts without licking your lips."
Okay. And then
level
becomes...
two, everyone dies.
Oh.
No one could do that.
That's awful.
Level
I think
three,
my castle will be nicer.
Refusing to take a lovely puppy who's there on a little pedestal and his little tag that says "for you."
Oh.
Can't take him.
Does he have a blanket?
As you go past,
that he's trying to wrestle with.
No, the blanket is on the floor and he's trying to pick it up off the little pedestal. And he's just about getting there. If you touch him at all, you're fucked.
Turns into
and
a
as you,
dog.
As you go past him, he goes.
Oh, so you have to ignore him.
And then as you get to the door, it turns into like a, I don't know, Cerberus. And then, yeah.
Fuck.
Level four would be watching.
Yeah.
Watching.
Good.
Watching.
You're quite pissed, aren't you?
Oh, watching.
I forgot. I've genuinely forgotten how we got here. I'm really sorry.
Evil there.
So.
Man, do I share? Would you like a pet?
I don't know. I just don't know anymore. I've forgotten what...
You've got a samurai castle.
Samurai castle.
With loads of different floors.
Great.
Okay. I think you're happy with that.
That's all good, but I think, I don't know, it would...
What do you have instead?
I don't know, just not things that would, like, kill people.
Okay. Would one of them be a really tricky crossword?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Or a Sudoku.
Or like a moral conundrum.
Yeah, like one of the, or like a paradox.
Would you kill 5 people to save 10?
I'd have, what, utilitarianism. I'd have that thing where there's like the 2 guys at the doors and one of them lies and one of them tells the truth.
And they say, if you rub me blanket, I'll give you a spanner.
No, it's,
you guess which one to give the spanner to.
What would the other one say if I were to ask, all that, but
yeah,
it's actually another door. and you have to go...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No legends there.
I know, and he's got boxes.
He's got boxes and a little phone. One of them would just be around a Deal or No Deal. That'd be brilliant.
Oh,
you're going to get one in 25.
One in 23. 22.
Sorry.
Isn't it?
Sorry. I'm au fait with Deal or No Deal.
Oh, hiccups.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry.
Paddy's got the hiccups. You know, I once spoke to the banker from Deal or No Deal.
You did?
I did. I went to watch it recorded when I was in my student days. We went to Bristol to watch it recorded because we got free tickets.
Oh.
And I didn't like Deal or No Deal and I hate Noel Edmonds. So I thought it would be quite fun. We went there really early in the morning. We went to watch it. And it was quite fun, but in the first guy, they have this is a stand-up comedy, they have warm-up acts who are comics, usually gigging comedians, and they had this guy, it's quite funny. And he goes, right, does anyone, quite serious, does anyone have any questions? Because, it was Deal or No Deal, a big exciting thing.
Yeah.
And no one asked a question, and I thought, I'm going to be Mr. Smartass.
Oh.
I put my hand up and I said, yeah, mate, right. Just a banker, right? And I looked around for support, I was like, banker, right? Does he actually exist, or does Noel make him up? I thought it was really
cutting.
Clever. And a crowd would be like, no, he didn't. And he, incandescent with false rage, said, well, if he's not real, he's not going to phone that phone in 5 seconds, is he? He's not going to ring up right now. And I thought, yeah. And he fucking rang.
Phone
fucking rang. I had to get up in front of the whole Deal or No Deal crowd. All
there are discerning bunch.
60 of them. And answer the phone, and I spoke to the fucking banker. And he sounds like my uncle, who's had a few.
Is he nice?
He's all right. He's a bit dirty.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is a real story. You don't know this story.
Really?
And he asked me what my name was, and I said, it's Laurie. And he said, Laurie. That sounds more like a story about where you conceived. And I was like, oh, this is horrible.
What a prank.
He was all right.
I'm sure, he's...
Anyway, that's the story about the banker and Deal.
That's quite good.
But he's got an evil lair, I'm sure.
He has.
It's just... But
seamlessly bringing it back. Evil lairs.
Evil lairs.
He'd be in one of those lairs that's all the screens around him.
All the screens.
And you only ever see... All the screens. And he's sat in his chair. People at home can't see, but I'm sort of...
Like Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, or sort of more like, I don't know, who's, who is it? The Shadow Broker in Mass Effect.
Oh, yeah.
Where you see the back of them, and there's all the screens, and occasionally their arms move to pick up the phone.
Yeah, right.
And then you find them, and they're severely underwhelming.
Oh, I thought you were about to say severely disabled.
Oh, God!
It's terrible, they've only got one arm and one leg. God. No, that'd be amazing if you did all that and you got around and it was literally like the tiniest man you'd ever seen.
Yeah.
But like he had like an animatronic arm that he used to pick up the phone. He's like, hello. That'd be fantastic.
That would be.
Well, I think that's probably exhausted all ideas for Evil Lairs, hasn't it?
I think that's done it.
That's done. Great.
Oh, what's over there? Look, everyone. Children, come to the window. It couldn't be. Is it? I think someone's brought us a
It's nutter. Christmas!
Yeah!
I ruined it, didn't I?
Zach.
Hello.
Right. What I've been thinking about, I've been playing, for the past week,
yeah.
I've been playing the new Tomb Raider game.
Oh, is it good?
It is absolutely brilliant.
Guns and boobs and Lara Croft.
No, they've tried to make it a bit more, not that. Yeah.
Not horrendous.
And, they've actually done a really good job. The new game is really good.
Oh.
And anyway.
What could you do on Tomb Raider?
What could you do?
What could you do?
I can shoot my bow.
Yeah?
I can shoot a rope arrow.
A rope arrow?
Rope arrow.
An arrow with rope.
I can zip wire using a pickaxe.
A pickaxe?
Yeah. She's brilliant.
Oh, great.
Seriously, I'll lend it to you when I'm done with it. It's amazing. But I was thinking about it. There's a button, right, that you press that activates your survival instincts.
Right.
So you can sort of sense things around you and all this kind of thing. And it got me thinking. This sounds like a tedious thing, but...
I'm ready.
Got me thinking. So, without instinct or without prior knowledge...
Right.
If you arrived on this planet, right, like whether you were the first man or you arrived here now...
Yeah.
How would you work out what shit was without other people telling you?
Oh, that's a very complicated question.
No, because for example, let's say a sort of Bronze Age man just arrived in that time, and like everything was normal except there weren't people, right? And he's got to work out the first thing he's got to work out how to drink. He's got to work out how to eat, sleep. He'll work out through it just happening, but. For drinking and eating to happen, he has to have a thought that instigates that. You're looking at me in a room.
It's really so. It's going. That bit on my neck is feeling a little
exactly.
Bit, a little bit like it's lacking something. Oh, it's not. Oh, it lacks.
Something.
If I lick my lips, that's really.
And so surely, let's say you just didn't know anything, maybe your instincts would kick in and you'd be like, I need that chemical, and that chemical is there, and somewhere in your head it would go drink. If you didn't have them, like, the first guy
to, you'd be fucked, you wouldn't do anything.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Let's say,
like, you've got to survive, right?
Well, that sounds like a lot of effort.
Okay, so, like, you find, I don't know, like, a chicken...
You just find
You're hungry, but you don't know what that is. And you
Why
see a
would
chicken.
You immediately jump to the thing with feathers
on? That's what I'm saying. Like, you see this chicken, and you're like, oh, I don't know what that is, but I'm definitely feeling something.
I don't think you would.
Right.
I think a chicken would bring that one.
And a chicken. And
McDonald's appeared, on the other hand.
I mean, like, the path of logic has got to be, he's got to work out how to get the chicken from being a chicken to being
I don't think he would. Him. No, I don't think he would. I think he'd look at something else. He'd look at a berry. Or an apple. And then he'd be like, I've got an emptiness inside me. Maybe if I put that thing in my gob.
Yeah, but, yeah, I suppose you'd work out
that
was your mouth.
To get it down.
What I'm saying is, with the chicken, he'd have to, like, the steps he'd have to take was he'd have to kill the chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
But he wouldn't know that you'd have to cook it. So he'd eat it and then die somewhere else.
Well, no, but, like he wouldn't even know that you had to kill it. Like, that's the thing.
Well,
but what
I'm saying, I think he'd probably gather that if you bit into it, he'd probably kill it.
Yeah, but the things he has to work out is kill the chicken.
Right.
Pluck the chicken.
Right,
that'd be tricky.
Right.
Actually, no, he might work that out because he'll go, oh, these come off.
These, right. He'd try eating a couple.
He then needs
and
to
like,
set it on fire.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know that.
Yeah, that's the thing. But and then he needs to put it in his face.
He'd put it in his face before he set it on fire and be like, this tastes really weird. You wouldn't... I don't know. There's probably a very interesting anthropological question there of how we learn to cook somewhere. It's probably be someone like... Apparently a lot of these things, like someone did it by accident, realised it was a good idea.
Like popcorn. It's one of those like old wives' tales that someone threw a load of spent corns onto a fire, and then they went, and he went, oh, that's brilliant, and then ate it, and he was like, yeah, it's fine.
It's all right. If I put a bit of toffee on it, it'll be brilliant. Popcorn, I could sell it in a cinema for vast overpriced.
That was Jeremy Sunkist all those years ago.
Jeremy Sunkist.
Is it Sunkist? Do they mean juice?
I don't know. You made it up again.
But, like, I don't know, if you had to, like, once, like, if you arrived, right? Or if, okay. What I'm proposing is if you describe something to me, I want you to try and do it from the point of view of someone who, yes, knows English.
Right, okay.
But...
We can forgive that.
We can forgive that for the purposes of the audio. But doesn't know what anything is. Right. So without any point of reference...
No, but hang on. No,
everything we say to each other is with a point of reference.
You can't say, I can't... No, hang on. Because you've got to assume some kind of point of reference. It can't be like, well, it's that thing which I did with the thing and then thing. Like, you've got to know what some things are.
Well, yeah, but like...
Or maybe they're obvious points of reference.
Yeah, like, you can't say like, okay, it's like a dog, but it's a cat. Okay. Like, you know, it has to be like... It has,
what have I got to describe?
You know, describing legs, you'd say, and there are these things on it that sort of move independently of one another but form a greater movement.
Yeah, but surely it's a lot easier to describe. Surely you would come to the conclusion of saying legs.
No, but you don't know what legs are.
Like complicated appendages on which one can perambulate and get from point A to point B. They move independently further. You gain a significant amount of thrust and you retain balance by putting all your weight on one and then the other. You just say a fucking leg.
Yeah, I know, but you can describe.
This is the stupidest game
you
ever.
You have a fantastic skill for describing, but you don't.
This is very far fetched.
Anything. It was a very, very late night last
night.
Very
long drink.
So, you don't have anywhere to describe... you don't have anywhere to just tell me what it is.
Right.
So, like... I don't know. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to describe something to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
And you have to see what it is. Okay. All right, okay. So, the look
lay it
on your
me.
Face.
Lay it on me.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
It's like this... It's quite small.
Right. It's a mouse.
No. Oh, well, I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Well, no, ignore that. So it's quite small, and it's sort of...
It's an iPod.
It's sort of, you could hold... You could kind of lift it from the ground, right?
Okay. It's just like a ball.
You know, if you sort of push it along the ground, it'll roll.
A turnip.
Okay. And if you break it, it's very messy. Like other stuff that isn't the original thing goes everywhere.
An egg.
It's an egg. Oh, you see?
That's terrible. No, but no.
Well, like, try one on me. I bet you I can get it.
Okay.
Or I can't. You see, that's
so,
what's at stake.
So it's quite a small thing which you can lift in your hand.
Okay. Is it an egg? What I said?
No. Okay. I'll wait longer. No, it's got straight edges, but it's got... It's like one thing, but then you can move certain bits of it apart to find lots of little bits inside.
Is it a Rubik's Cube?
And they're all attached together. No.
Is it a lexicon?
No. It's the Rubik's Cube. And it is made from one of the big brown, hard things that's covered in little
trees.
Green, soft things.
Okay, I'm with you on trees.
It's made from that, and you have to get one of them and push it over... And then get the good bit from the inside and mash it up with a bit of water and then, like,
paper.
And like draw it out into fibers and then press it.
Is it one of those fortune teller doodads?
Yeah, no. And then you put it together and the bits inside of the smaller thing are made up of individual, like, slices of this stuff. And on this stuff, someone has made, like, an impression...
It's a book.
Some darker, yes.
You're much better at that game than I am.
That was awful.
That was brilliant. No, but like that's what we'd have to do.
If this fucking ridiculous fairy tale existence existed.
Well,
I'm so glad, Paddy, that we're ready for this eventuality. In case it happens.
If we both die...
Right.
Okay, I'm
probably going to happen.
If we both die very soon...
Yeah.
At the same time, likely...
Yeah.
And we end up... In a world where that's what we have to do.
Right.
So we end up in a world that we can't... we can't link any of our past experience. We have amnesia.
Right.
Okay, and we wake up and there's all this shit and it's different to here. The only thing that's similar is it's different. Right? And we have to start describing shit to each other. Oh, no, maybe I die after you and you live there for like a year. Yeah, no, 2 years.
Okay.
And then I arrive and you have to teach me the new way of life.
No... I mean, when's that going to happen?
No, ideally. We don't know. That's why I'm saying we need to be prepared.
We're ready for that moment.
Yeah, like, that's what... Yeah, like, you've given me...
Great.
Yeah,
food for thought. His name was Pablo. More Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles. And drank cider. Do you find right? So I got up this morning,
right,
and I did something slightly out of kilter, and it made me feel really weird for the rest of the day. Do you ever have that when you have like your routine, obviously? So mine is that my alarm goes off the same time.
Mm.
I get up, I put my towel on, what? I turn the shower on.
Towel first.
Okay. Yeah, don't want to be walking around nudie. It's not a good one. And then shower's on, has to warm up. I go and put the kettle on, have a glass of water, then I get in the shower.
Right.
Then I have a shower.
Yeah.
Then I come out, then I get dressed, then I go and have a cup of coffee
yeah.
and some cereal,
yeah.
and I read Reddit, and then I go to work.
Okay.
Right? If I do something strange in that,
yeah,
everything is fucked.
Like breaking routine.
Like, yeah. So, like, one morning, the hot water didn't work, so I didn't have a shower. And I felt really weird. I couldn't get dressed, so I had to add my coffee in my pants, reading Reddit. And then I had to get dressed. It fucked me right up. I tell you, I had an awful day at work.
Yeah.
I killed a couple of people. I lost the crown jewels.
You do work at the Grenade Tower of London.
Yeah, the Grenade Tower of London. Killed a raven. It wasn't a good one. Sorry, do you have any, like, set little routines? Like, little, you know, superstitious
foibles.
Acts? Foibles.
I think I do. I whenever I'm deep in conversation and it's late, right. And you might have noticed this before.
A bitch like right now.
When I do it, you're going to go, oh yeah, I have seen you do that, but I've never commented on it because it's weird.
Right.
When I get really interested, I roll up.
You do.
I roll my t-shirt sleeves.
Roll up for the Paddy
to
show.
Rest on top of my shoulders. So I'm wearing a sort of.
Sometimes
like a vest,
you slip it down far enough just to poke one of your nipples out as well, don't you?
Yeah, I just sort of just I pull them up and then I hold my shoulder when I'm talking, and I sort of play with my shoulder, and it looks like I'm just trying
really
to show
fun.
Off muscles that I don't have.
I mean, you are pretty muscular.
Oh, I am. Look, I'm built. I'm built.
Working
like
right out. You, where do you go to do your workout?
I go to Tony's gym.
Tony's gym. And what do you do? The curl squats.
I do my lunge thrusts.
Lunge. Oh,
and my medicine thrusts.
Medicine thrusts. I do. I lift the treadmill.
And I run on all of the basketballs.
I do the ox run.
I do that and I lift up my thing. I lift up my sleeves. What other little foibles do I have? I have that old. It's sort of a superstition. It's kind of like it's not even an old wives' tale. You know when you walk across drains?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm going to
say?
Three drains together, bad luck. Two drains together, good luck. If you do three drains, you have to spit on the last one.
Do you know what I do, though? Because I've got a couple of friends who believe that as well. And I revel.
In pushing them into the...
No, in getting their attention and walking on all three. And then not suffering from bad luck.
Oh, you have to...
Hey, what's this? And they go, don't do it. And I'm like, I'm going to stop. There's two. And they go, don't do the third. Oh, there's three. Oh, I'm dead.
I just think if you step on one of them at all... Like, you have bad luck, and that's why you have to spit on the last one to negate
what
happened.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's just unclean. It's just a public health hazard.
Do you have any other little things? Like, we've spoken
about... I used to live in a room. My room.
Your room?
Used to have the bed right in the middle, so you could get off either side, and I had to get out of bed on the same side of the bed every morning.
Oh, I can't do that.
But it was only because it was close to the door, but also, like, if I got out... There were a couple of mornings when, you know, I'd have a girl over or something, and I'd get out the other side.
Yeah.
And it felt really weird.
Yeah.
I do remember quite clearly climbing over someone to get out the right side of the bed just to maintain the status quo.
That's quite sweet. Like, my bed has to be up against the wall, and I sleep facing the wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
it's quite weird.
With my
back
to the door.
Leaving your bum ripe for intruders.
Exposed for the door.
Well, come and get me.
Oh, I'm going to come in your door. You know.
Oh, what a lovely bottom.
And then they leave. Oh, he's facing the wall. It'll be fine. And then, you know, and they clamber.
They take an Instagram of
your
butt cheeks.
These are bum goblins.
Bum goblins. Oh, I love to be a bum goblin.
Bum goblins. Oh. Oh, little arse troglodytes. Like living in caves and coming up.
Oh, hey, what? All they want to do, they don't
want a bum.
They don't want anything sinister. All they want to do is catch sight of a bum really quickly, and then they're happy. They're fine, and they're really grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, they don't want to do anything. They want to climb over it.
It's like scale the bum and leave.
Well, and they're actually quite big as well. So they're about 2.5 feet high.
So
they're really noisy. Oh, no. And then when someone sees them, it's not like they disappear when you look at them. They go, oh no! And they sort of scramble around and they have to get out and
have to descend the bum.
But like they know, they think, like, oh, I should come back here in future. But then you're on alert, you're on guard.
On bum alert.
Bum alert.
Bum guard.
Bum goblins.
I think we've had too much to drink at this point, frankly.
I've had a fantastic evening.
Oh.
I
do know, I have a couple of things. I can't think of any at the moment.
I can't walk in a straight line.
That's just because you're pissed.
That's just medical, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just not good at walking in a straight line.
You've got round feet, haven't you?
I think that I find where people sit around a table... Very frustrating.
Oh, what do you mean? It has to be set, or it doesn't have
to be set? It doesn't have to be set. It's to do with... Oh, God, this is going to sound really long-winded and complicated, but see if anyone else has this. So, basically, you sit down at a table. Did you ever used to play chess?
All the time. I used to fucking love chess. Gary Kasparov right here.
Oh, mate. Deep blue. Huge fan of chess, and I used to be like what I did.
Yeah.
I used to love it. And so, sitting around a table, oh, it sounds really weird to say it out loud. you have to imagine that you're on a chessboard.
Right.
Everyone else around the table are different pieces.
So you used to rank people. You used to be like, you're the king.
This is the thing. You work... Oh God, it really sounds awful. You work out through the conversation who's holding which position in the conversation.
Oh my God.
It sounds really weird.
Go for it.
The person that is interrupting or maybe a little bit like always trying to get involved is the bishop, right? And the person who's sticking to their guns is the rook. The person who is like owning the room is the quick, like you work out, right? And then you have the people who don't really care about this particular conversation for the purposes of that next 10 to 15 minutes they're pawns,
right? So what you have to work out, what you want to be in a conversation.
That's the thing, you assign yourself. Well, that's the thing. You're the tactician.
Mental.
And you assign what do you think everyone is and which side you think they're on. And then you have to work out who would win if either side went first.
That's not superstition, mate. That's a fucking psychosis.
I have to do that. I have to go, right, okay, if the black team started first, their rook would clearly move first and, you know, the bishop could come across here.
God.
But then you work out, you go, well, that pawn, if he gets to, you know, Zach's chair, he can turn into a queen. Like, he could rule this conversation if he beats Zach. Like, you know, it sounds
That's
awful.
Really weird.
That's not so much a
situation,
but you're right.
I was going to say that I always have to walk the same way home, even though I know that it's not the quickest way.
Yeah, I have to do the same route.
And it's a really
higgledy-piggledy way. I have to stop at the same shop, even if I don't want anything.
Oh, you have to go to the same shop?
I have to go in, and I normally end up buying, like, a 30p energy drink or something. Or a yogurt. Lovely little ski.
Dane Pro.
Little Dane. Dane Pro.
Oh, it's not for amateurs.
He's the best of the Danes.
I know it. I'm qualified to do this.
I think I do have a little superstition. Like, yeah, I think routines is a big part of it.
We have one in here. You always sit on my bed and I always sit on my chair.
Yeah, we have
set places. We always have a glass of wine. We always have a quick little fondle. Quick dinner.
Go to the carpenter's
for a couple of pints.
Write our ideas on an envelope.
Yeah,
apparently.
Always on an envelope.
Yeah.
Never changed. Yeah.
I don't have any of that black cat cross your path. Or,
no.
Like, you know, under a ladder or break a mirror.
Walking under a ladder is unlucky because you're walking under a thing
walking
which someone
under
is
ladder.
Carrying something.
Like, that's a danger.
Yeah, it's just a dangerous situation. It's like saying that, like, walking in front of a car is superstitiously unlucky.
Mm.
Don't do it. Well, never bait a badger. Like, no, because the badger will murder you.
Yeah, because the badger will be livid.
Yeah.
It's like, never look a moose in the eyes.
Yeah,
is that one?
Probably
don't fight
you.
A bear.
Challenge a Jedi Master to single combat.
Don't put your head in the wolf's mouth.
In
or
the
whatever,
oven.
In the oven. Don't put your head in the oven. That would be stupid,
Sylvia.
Wouldn't it? But, like, I don't know, some people have eating habits that they think, like,
oh,
can't be
I used to.
Or...
When I was a kid, I couldn't eat stuff together. Like, it's been a really new and recent pleasure discovering eating. So, you know, you have a plate of, like, roast dinner.
Mm.
I would always have to eat all my veg, like, individually. I'd eat all the sprouts and all the carrots and all the thing.
Right.
And then I'd eat the potatoes, and then I'd eat the meat.
Oh,
and it's really weird because I did it until I was about 15.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm eating dinner, which I've had for ages, but I'm like, oh, you're meant to eat it together. So I had, like, fish and chips, and for one of the first times in, like, recent living memory, I ate fish with the chips and a bit of mushy peas on it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is what it's meant to be.
That's brilliant.
It was such an amazing discovery. There's still stuff, like, I'll find every so often, I'll be like,
I haven't had a full English.
I had a lot of those.
I had a lot of them, didn't you? Oh, that's interesting. I just, you know, like... I don't know, like, if for instance, you know, if you're wearing both your headphones, like, in your little buds, to talk to someone, I have to take the right one out.
Otherwise,
I think I'm not going to hear them properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I do little things like that, and I have to take my shoes off. I have to take my right shoe off first. I have to, like, I can't take my trousers off before I've taken my shirt off.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
You know what I mean?
I've never thought about it, but yeah, definitely. Or like in the morning when you're getting ready, pants,
yeah,
then shirt, then socks, then trousers for me.
I do boxers, trousers.
Is this what we're talking about?
This is what we're talking about.
This is what this podcast
I do boxers,
become.
Trousers,
no, that's
and then
weird.
I wander
trousers.
Around for a bit.
Round trousers. Oh, yeah, but you
no, boxers,
it.
Trousers, hat.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I put my hat
topless
on.
Topless hat man.
Topless hat man.
No,
and then eventually I'll put a shirt on when I feel it's inappropriate for me to not be wearing
I
a shirt.
I can't. The shirt's
then I'll put
person.
Socks on when I need to
I would,
leave.
I would rather walk around in pants and a t-shirt than trousers and none.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't deal
isn't,
with
isn't that weird?
Pants and boxers.
Listeners, if you want to send us in your photos, you in various states of undress, then you know where we are.
Yeah, if you want to make this weird, get in touch.
Get in touch.
Oh, man. Well, that's lovely. I just say interesting. If, yeah. Well, like, superstitions. I'm going to try and think, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take special note. Very good. Little Wonder reference. I'm going to take note in my head of the things I do over the next week that are weird. So we're going to try and make this weekly. And then I'll bring them in and I'll tell you everything I've done that could be frowned upon. You're just singing. And...
Welcome to my twisted circus. Won't you come inside? We've got mice with lots of hats and a lovely boat.
I ran out of ideas.
And so it is, just like before. That's not how it is. It's like you said it would be. Life goes easy on me most of the time, and so it is.
And so it is.
The shorter story.
The shorter
story. No love, no glory.
No love, no glory.
The pupil in her eyes.
The apple
can't
of my
take time. My eyes off of shoes. I can't take my life out
off of
shoes. I can't do a lot with my shoes. But I still am in love with my shoes. Oh, please, won't you give me some shoes? I really fucking love my shoes.
We went into the Final Fantasy VIII love theme
oh, yeah.
at the end there.
Well done.
That was lovely.
But you know what today, right? I realised I finally hit the fucking tipping point. I hate the world now. Like, people, everyone had a chance, you
You're
know.
You're poking
everyone,
me. Like
I know,
a sort of
fucking
like a,
angry.
Like a dead fire.
Yeah, come on. I like literally there was like one person that just completely drove me over the edge. I was in Farringdon near where I work, and I was on my bike coming back from my lunch break.
On your bike.
And I turned into a little road and a taxi followed me in.
Mm.
And the taxi
was it like a killer?
No.
Oh.
It could have been. And the taxi slowed to a halt because another man was running down the garage going, "Mate, hey mate. And the taxi driver was like, "Yeah, hello. And the guy went, "Yeah, sorry. Do you know you had to give way on that junction?" And the guy's like, "No, sorry. I thought I didn't have to." "Oh, I didn't think you had to. Oh, that's fine then. Oh, that's fine. I suppose I would have just got run over then, wouldn't I, in my car? Yeah, would have killed me and my friend." And the guy's like, "No, I'm really sorry." He's like, no, that's fine. No. And then he said, "You fucking..." Racial slur, bastard. And I was like, oh, it's turned like this. And I had to get off my bike and I stopped. And I just thought, like, obviously that's a high-pressure situation.
Mm.
But he was like, I hate people.
Mm.
People can do that. They can just flip over something so fucking meaningless.
There are things I think you see every day that make you just lose faith.
Oh, I hate it.
I
can't we? Can't we? Look, I'm not saying... I'm not saying kill them. I'm just saying, you know, maybe introduce them to a slightly deadly substance and then just see what happens.
I had something happen to me the other day. I was walking through Islington, which already spells bad
news. That's enough.
And I was going through Islington, and this is 100% true, by the way. I walked down past a load of houses that were for let, very expensive houses, like lovely houses.
Lovely houses.
There was an estate agent. What I assume was an estate agent. He was with what
just
I assume was another estate agent. And
estate
he,
agent party.
He was teaching the other estate agent about the property. And I think maybe so that he could then go and sell it.
Right.
And he was saying, you know,
as estate agents
do. This is Victorian build, this is blah, 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 this is all this kind of thing. And they were outside the house and they were discussing the hallway. And I walked past and I had my headphones in. And up against the fence outside the house was leaning a mop. Like
right.
an old mop.
Lovely old mop.
Like just, you know, just on the fence outside the property. And as
couldn't make his mind up on which side of the conversation he wanted to be in.
On the fence. The fence.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Continue your story. Thank you.
And this and I was walking past and I looked at the moth and I looked at the guy and I noticed the guy was sort of talking to me and I went, oh, okay. And I took out my headphones and the guy genuinely went, you, pick that up. And I went, I beg your pardon. He was like, that mop, pick it up. And I went, why? And he went, take it to the bin.
And, oh, are you back in boarding school?
And I looked at him and I was just like, well, what do you... I said, I'm sorry, that is not my mop. I didn't put this there. I'm not from around here. He was like, so, pick it up and take it to the bin. And I was like, actually, mate, is this your house? Because it's... You appear to have left it there. And I was like, it's, you know, it's next to your bins. And he was like, I don't own this house. And I was like, then what? Like, neither do I. And he was like, there are bins down there. There's recycling. Or like, I just was like, just pick it up and take it. Because, you know, you have to. And I went, no, you can do it. You really can. And I just felt, and he was so nasty to me.
Did you hit him?
I didn't hit him. I put my headphones in.
Did you? Did you?
Go fuck himself.
Oh, good.
It was just like he was stood next to a bin. And it's like, and I understand the need that, like if I find rubbish in the street, I generally put it up, like pick it up.
But if someone had asked you, so like, mate, I'm really sorry, can you just pop that?
Yeah,
I'm really busy.
There are recycling bins. Are you going that way? Like, all this kind of thing. And he just, but instead, he thought it was my duty and not his.
You do look like a serf, though. With your little hat. With your little hat, you look like you should be foraging around on some lord's, you know, farm.
Paddock.
Now, young warrior, kindly tend to my field, and I'll give you a bounteous tithe.
That's
in the motto.
What it felt like. He was so...
just conforming to type.
He spoke to me like he was the upper echelon of, like,
I bet he was
God
society. I bet he was really fucking cool, though.
Oh, he was an arsehole. But it did make me think, like, really, are there still... is
yes.
this still happening?
Yes! People are arseholes. I mean, oh, I don't know. I
Why
mean,
is that?
It's just... Oh, I don't want to get off. I'm on my high horse. I'm quite enjoying it up here. I don't want to. I'm enjoying the view. I'm not going to get off it. But I'm going to give everyone else the opportunity. If you, yeah.
Oh.
Well, shambles massive. If you
well
got
done.
Something, really ticked off. Now, we've got to be clear, though.
That's a good segue.
Because we don't want anything that could be construed as, like, bad. So don't say, you know, immigrants really piss me off. I'm losing.
Yeah, like.
We don't want any of that because that's not cool.
I don't think I think our fans are generally
they're
good
all right.
People.
Yeah, they're all right.
Like that's I hope at least.
But if there's something that has really made you lose, I mean, the fucking cliche is lose faith in humanity, isn't it? But
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
made
just
you,
something that's
made
you go,
think the world is a shitter place for
yeah.
their existence. It's quite serious, isn't
yeah,
it?
No. I mean, maybe something. So, basically, maybe to lighten it a bit, something someone's done that's really pissed you off, or like when someone's had a sense of entitlement above you, and you just
yeah.
go, "What? And,
who
you know,
are you?"
Or you know, just things that have happened to you that have genuinely made you think, "Oh wow,
we're all fucked."
I didn't know that these kind of people existed anymore.
Brilliant.
It sounds really bleak,
that's
doesn't it?
Bleak.
It's not meant to. This
and then we can read them out and take the piss.
Yeah, and then we can talk about it next week. And then, yeah, we're gonna try, like, doing the postal salmon by putting the topic out.
Hello.
Where is he?
My trousers.
He's up your trousers. Oh, he's gone.
Yep.
But where's he gone? Bum goblins. Bum goblins
cannot be our catchphrase. That can't happen.
That's one of my favourite
phrases. We can't have
phrases.
Spent so long doing this podcast to reduce it to fucking bum goblins.
I have a t-shirt, right?
I'm pretty sure I've got a WoW character called Bum Goblin somewhere.
Yeah. I have a t-shirt. That's like, it's a white t-shirt with a little green and blue man on it who's like doing a little dance.
And he
and
was.
One of my friends, Benny, he saw me in it. He came over and went, oh, cock elf. just pointed as if cock elf was a gratified thing.
I think I was pointing at you though because you do look quite.
They
like
just
a cock
went,
elf.
"Oh, that's the cock elf."
No,
I was like,
"The cock elf's come to town."
Sorry, who's the cock elf? He was like, you know, someone's a cock elf. And I was like, I'd never heard that before, and it's now one of my favourite phrases.
You
such
fucking
a cock
elf.
So bum goblins and cock elves are two of
are
my...
they friends or are they not friends? They
oh, no, they're
on.
Warring factions.
In the war
cock elves.
So cock elves want you to be facing you.
Yeah, cock elves
want to
come in. They don't.
What about
like,
ladies?
Oh, no,
what about ladies? They're not interested.
Ladies, no, they're cock elves.
They have a carrot and they just like they pop it in between their legs and go, ah!
What would they be?
I don't know, you made this
chick gremlins.
Tit Gremlins.
Tit Gremlins sounds a bit crowbarred, doesn't
Gremlins
it?
Gremlins is a bit weird. Well, great. Well, send in your ideas for what has made you hate society, which is separate from the pod shambles deciding that bum goblins was a good idea.
Yeah, that's the crowning achievement of this week. Is coming up with bum goblins.
Bum fucking goblins.
And their clan break. Oh, and maybe one of them.
Leave it alone, would you?
They're all wearing sort of little pajamas. And one of them has a candle.
Oh!
And they open the door really noisily. And they all fall over. You wake up, you roll over, and they're
covered in wax.
So hang on, but where we were originally.
What is it's the end of the podcast.
That's the thing. It's like, thank you for listening to it.
Yeah, we're sorry it was such a big break, because, you know,
it is my fault.
Went riding a swan.
I went rogue.
I went rogue, vagrant.
Oh. I went back. I bought a dog.
Built a
chariot.
Bought a dog.
Rode into the desert.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Wonderful.
But I went rogue for a couple of weeks. But now I'm home. And this is our comeback.
Yeah, comeback tour, reunion special.
Reunion. Come
Duncan
on.
From Blue is featuring.
And we've had a couple of false comebacks where we've kind of come. And said, oh, hey, no, we're totally going to do one every week, and then we haven't. But now Edinburgh was the main.
No, we actually are going to do one every week.
Now we actually are, and Edinburgh's done.
If we don't do one every week, I will staple my eyeballs to Paddy's kneecaps and photograph what happens afterwards.
That would be horrid.
Yeah, so, but, you know, horrid. That's what this podcast means to me, Paddy.
Horrid.
What it means to me. Do send us all your things.
Yes.
Same place, podshambles@gmail.com, or they can send a little blue birdie carrying a message. Yeah. Where they send him. Where they send him, Paddy. Yeah? That's the first bit. And then
podshambles.
Yes. Right. Do that.
I don't know who this character's going to be.
I don't think it's a keeper, mate. I think it's Ernie. Ernie the asphyxiated ostrich.
I imagine he's like Fredo.
Fredo.
Fredo
like
the
chocolate
frog. Yeah. I had a chocolate orange Fredo the other day.
Great.
Fucking brilliant.
Was it just a chocolate orange in
a Fredo
was
brilliant. Show. And you now buy Fredo faces.
Or just the faces?
Just the faces that's of Fredos. Thing. You get them in a bag like minstrels. Fredo
you
face.
You come in a bag like minstrels.
But I imagine that's what Fredo sounds like.
I'm so glad we're back here again.
Can you do a frog? Not Kermit. No, a frog is more.
No, that's a frog.
That's bullshit. Is that a frog? That's like a boar. That's like a baby boar. It's like the frogs are. Or is that a door? Is that a door? How do toads sound? Do toads make a different noise?
I don't fucking know. No, toads go. That's
okay. They're really aggressive.
Who stole my shoes? Give me my shoes.
Always losing their shoes.
Yeah.
Always losing their
tiny shoes.
So, thank you for joining us, and we will be back sooner.
Sooner than you might have thought. Had you not heard this in the first place.
Sooner than the dunes of Tatooine. Tatooine to Warwick Avenue. So hey, what is it good for? Tatooine to ta ti ta to ta. Would you like to buy me some emerald? Chris is home. We should go and say hi to Chris.
Hi Chris!
Hi Chris! Hey. Come on in! Come on in, man! Our friend Chris is getting this exciting.
Chris is home. Hello, buddy.
Come here.
I live with you, and I'm still happy to see you.
We're doing a recording, by the way.
This is the end.
Yeah, this is the end.
What have you got some sage words to sign us off with?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. What?
Life is.
Yeah, okay, good stuff.
Yeah,
general. Keep it general.
Come on, roll it.
Don't go specific.
Roll it.
Narrow it down.
The be all and end all.
The Beale.
The Beale and the Endle.
The Beale.
It's
the
Ian Beale.
The Beatles.
Ian Beale.
It's Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal.
And Chris Endle.
And Chris. And the Chris Dingle.
And the Chris Dingle.
I think there's some words.
That's
we can all.
That's lovely to see you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for popping by.
Don't worry. Yeah,
thank you.
That's my pleasure.
Lovely. Well, join us next week.
And we won't have Chris again.
Oh, we might. Bye.
I mean, I just think, like, it feels comfortable. You know, you're there, I'm here.
It's like going back to an old towel.
It's like you've got...
it's like...
A towel?
No, like...
What are you doing to your towels?
That's when you shout and...
I was so incandescent with rage!
What I'm doing is I'm just whispering because sometimes the thing
sometimes
is with towels.
Sometimes you have to rub yourself down.
To a wet towel.
Yeah, you know, you have to rub yourself down after a really moist wash.
Oh, but a good old wash.
Wash.
But then you've got a wet towel.
Oh.
And that's the
and
thing.
And then wash gets skewered by the reasons.
Absolutely. And we just need to check that out because Shepherd isn't going to last forever.
Oh, I got so confused.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.